Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love Duval. The city embraced me. The fans embraced me since I've been here. Just last night I was in Roof Chris. They were showing hella love. They've gotten some really good years out of me. And forever long, I'm going to be here. I'm going to continue giving my all out there. All I care about is winning, man. Everybody know that. I want to win. Straight up. And I excuse my language, but everybody know that. That passion, that fire, that heart, that's what y'all love. And I'm going to continue giving that as long as I'm here. I have nothing bad or negative to say at all about anybody in this building. It happens. Going to work it out, and I'm going to focus on what I can focus on. And right now, that's being a good teammate still while I'm here, getting ready for the game, supporting my guys, and just being Jalen, man.
And they did get the win yesterday right here on Sports Radio 610. Jacksonville tops the Tennessee Titans 22-7 yesterday in a somewhat of an ugly game, but a good game nonetheless. And after the game, Jalen Ramsey, his locker was cleared. Gardner Minshew was the player of the game. Minshew mania increased. And the state of the AFC South is a little bit interesting, John Lopez, because you now have 2-1-2 teams in Tennessee and Jacksonville. You have the Colts facing the Falcons this week, and you have the Texans traveling to Los Angeles to face the Chargers.
You can put stuff back into a locker, you know? That to me, that's reading a...
Breaking news.
That's reading a bit much into it. And the reason I say that, I think this thing has gotten a lot more interesting overnight. Not just because they won. Not to be a prisoner of the moment, the element of recency, as people like to say. I just think it got more interesting because I think the Jaguars owner is getting involved more directly. It seems as if, as Ian Rappaport has said this morning, that it seems as if he's ready to go ahead and pay Jalen Ramsey. And then there's the other part of the reports this morning that say, even though he had that blow up with Doug Marrone on the sideline right here in Houston, that his big issue is with Tom Coughlin. Because if Shad Khan comes in, gives him the big contract based on the relationship he has with Doug Marrone, then you're just picking the player over the head coach, and that coach is lame duck, right? Because he'll be gone sooner rather than later.
It should also be noted Doug Marrone's on record yesterday saying that he wants Jalen Ramsey on this team.
Correct.
So he is on record saying it's not a him or me situation. Jalen Ramsey really didn't say anything bad about him. The two apparently talked before the game. So Doug Marrone's on the record saying that Jalen Ramsey wants to stay there. And you laid out the Jags' schedule. And we talk about the threats to the Texans. Obviously, they got a break with Andrew Luck retiring. Jacoby Brissett, though, doesn't look like a slouch. Gardner Minshew looks like there might be something there. The Jags' schedule right now is laid out, specifically if Jalen Ramsey is on this team, to where the Jags could be in pretty good shape halfway through the season.
Yeah.
They get to face the Saints with Teddy Bridgewater. They got the Bengals, who are basically rebuilding. Mm-hmm. The Jags' schedule is pretty well laid out to where – by the time Nick Foles is ready to come back, we could be talking about a team that could be a couple games above 500.
You mentioned it, and the way that it lays out, that would be a factor, right? You know, last night's game by itself, I don't think is a factor. I think it's other things that are going on. But if they, all of a sudden, you know, what do players want to do really after they get
win.
Paid? After they get paid, they want to win. You know, first thing is get paid. Second thing is they want to win. Well, if Shad Khan says, "Hey, we're paying you," and then they start winning, you know, after last night, they're sitting here at 1-2, but they've got Broncos.
0-2.
Panthers.
0-2.
Saints.
1-1 without their starting quarterback.
Bengals.
0-2.
And Jets.
0-2.
Yeah. So let's say they win 4 out of 5. I mean, you're looking at a pretty good record, and the winning part, maybe even with the division, depending on what happens, you're in better shape also. And then there's the Tom Coughlin problem, though. How do you handle that? I think you handle that by just letting it, you know, obviously letting it go, because I think he's going to have more day-to-day contact with Marrone and his position coaches if you sign him. And he'll be happier, first of all, because he'll probably get, $60 million guaranteed? Something like that, $55 million guaranteed? And Tom Coughlin can just do what he does, running the organization and have limited contact. I think you just let it go.
How would you how have you described Bill O'Brien as a GM slash coach?
I've said I'm worried if he's going to get a little hasty.
Okay. Hasty Bill O'Brien.
Right.
I think Doug Marrone has handled this situation perfect. I think Jalen Ramsey has handled this situation perfect. I think there's a chance that if they just pay Jalen Ramsey, then he's going to be happy and he's going to be ready to go. There's no turmoil in the locker room. Doug Marrone hasn't said anything publicly. There really haven't been a ton of leaks. We don't know who the leaks came from. How would Bill O'Brien have handled this situation? It's going to happen. If Bill O'Brien's
haven't we seen
here
it already?
Enough,
hasn't
it's going
it already
to
happened? How would he handle it? If we're to believe what the real issue is with Jadeveon Clowney, the Jalen Ramsey situation has already happened. Jadeveon Clowney wanted to get paid just like Jalen Ramsey. Jadeveon Clowney had issues, maybe not so public, with Bill O'Brien, just like Jalen Ramsey. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney, is looking for an opportunity to win and to be happy, just like Jalen Ramsey. No, how would Bill O'Brien handle it? We've seen how he handles it.
Which is how would you
move
describe
on.
It? How would you describe that as
parting of ways?
Who would you give the edge to? Who do you think's handled this better?
Well, I want Clowney. I'm biased, so I would say Marrone at this point. Actually, at least he talked with him and says he wants him.
So you have a 1-2 team that has all the momentum in the world. They got 10 days, to figure things out with Ramsey, and then they get back on the field against a string of winless teams in the NFL. Put that together. Let's combine that and let's look at the actual team that actually lost the game yesterday, the Tennessee Titans. 1-2 on the season. Probably the worst quarterback situation in the division, despite the fact two backups are playing right now. A coach that seems a little bit shell-shocked in Mike Vrabel. Could be somewhat of a sophomore slump, but he's doing a lot of things that just don't resemble a quality coach. You got that. And then you got the Indianapolis Colts, who were regarded as the favorite in this division a few weeks ago before Andrew Luck retired. Mm-hmm. And now they're in a situation where, just like the Texans, they have an opportunity to be 2-1 and pull away from those two teams as well. And by I say pull away, just mean get a slow head start 3 games into the season.
Yeah, and that's why it goes back to this weekend. You call it a swing game. I think that's the accurate way to call it. It's not must win, but, boys, things will start swinging severely in your way and could go really, really good for you if you win in Los Angeles. You're all of a sudden 2-1, and all three other teams in the division could be 1-2 if the Colts lose to New
Falcons.
Orleans. Falcons, yeah.
Which could easily happen.
Easily.
But, they could go out there and win it as well. I just think this is a golden opportunity right now. I think it's a bad look for Bill O'Brien if we're evaluating Bill O'Brien as a guy who's supposed to take that next step and who has a quick hook on a lot of people. There's a lot of people that have gotten a quick hook from Bill O'Brien, and he's been completely relentless with Deontay Foreman, with Jadeveon Clowney. Aaron Colvin, I feel like he deserved to go. That was a good move. Benching Chantrell Henderson. You cut Trevor Daniel. You did all this stuff, and you built an offense to where your offensive personnel is better than it's ever been. If you're swimming in the kiddie pool at 1-2 with the Indianapolis Colts and with the Tennessee Titans, with all this stuff going on, with the perfect quarterback situation right now, to me, that says a lot about Bill O'Brien. And that makes me more hesitant than ever, than I've already been, to buy into the fact that Bill O'Brien's going to be able to get this team where they want to go.
Well,
just lay out the quarterback situations, John. This is the first year that Jacoby Brissett has actually started a season as a starter in the NFL. I know Andrew Luck was out 1 year, but I'm not even going to count that year. So that you have that. You have a guy who's made two starts in the NFL when your $20-plus million quarterback went down, and you have Marcus Mariota, who probably isn't even going to be in Tennessee next year, and you got Deshaun freaking Watson, who's the best quarterback in franchise history, and you have this situation. What am I supposed to make of that?
You're supposed to make that the quarterback situation favors the Texans severely.
And when the quarterback situation favors you, you should be pulling away from the mediocrity.
Based on what we've seen thus far, I'll give the Colts a little bit of slack, because maybe Brissett is going to be, he's not Deshaun Watson, but maybe he's going to be good enough with the better roster than the Texans have overall to win the division. But based on what we've seen so far, the Texans should win this division. I mean, I don't think it's a...
Not only should they win it, they should establish themselves as the clear-cut favorite.
Yeah.
That's my thing, and I think that starts this Sunday. I've seen them win the division 3 times.
Mm-hmm. That's the first step. You're right. It's got to be more than that.
It's got to be more than winning divisions. Like, if you really are trying to go from okay to taking that next step.
From almost
to getting there.
Yeah.
It has to happen, and there has to be tangible proof of it. It can't be any imagination, especially with all the breaks they've gotten. And just I keep beating a dead horse, but the New Orleans Saints had lost their last five openers when you got them week one.
Mm-hmm.
You had that situation. You faced a guy in Gardner Minshew week two who was making the first start of his career. You got that in week two. Week three, you got the Chargers missing four of seven Pro Bowlers and even more starters. You got that situation. Next week, you're going to face the Carolina Panthers without Cam Newton. And, oh, by the way, you're the most healthy team in the NFL.
Yeah.
There's no excuses right now. There's absolutely no excuses.
There isn't.
And when you look at the state of the AFC South, I find myself saying that if the Jaguars and Jalen Ramsey can play nicely and he continues to be a part of this team, then that's a team that I think is a very huge factor in this division, and they're going to be able to get off to a pretty good start given what you just laid out,
right,
especially without having to face Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, which is an even bigger break than the Texans.
And then the other part is, are we buying Minshew? I think we're starting to buy Minshew too.
To me, Gardner Minshew is what Johnny Manziel could have been.
That's fair.
I think he's I think he's a guy that has.
He wasn't quite the scrambler.
He's not quite as mobile, but I think the stuff that he lacks, he lacks a lot of physical attributes. I think he has
moxie.
The intangibles. He has the intangibles, and
yeah.
I think his moxie is directed in the football locker room and on the football field instead of off the field like Johnny Football.
Purple drink.
OxyCotton, whatever. I don't know.
Reportedly.
It's neither here nor there. Allegedly. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop, Sports Radio 60. Or maybe I have seen it a couple times, but, you know, it's neither here nor there. Football Friday continues. Bill O'Brien, we just talked about him. We're going to hear from the man himself live at NRG. Bill O'Brien's final words before the Texans get on the plane and go to Los Angeles next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.